right, Draping Divas, now you've mastered the basics and your confidence is soaring. And guess what? You're ready to take your draping skills to the next level. How about now we talk about elevating your craft and creating backdrops that leave your clients speechless? Welcome to another episode of Raising the Ball, which is the number one event draping podcast on the internet. And as always, I'm your fabulous host, Precious Stevens, aka the Draping Queen. And I'm bringing you guys the ins and the outs of the event draping world. Now, here at the Posh Academy, guys, we only believe in dropping gems. So in every episode, we discuss the secrets, the challenges, and the untold stories of event draping. So let's drape it up and dive in. So guys, I want to start off talking about some ways to add that extra wow factor to your designs, right? I want you to think beyond the basics because let's just face it, guys, we are shooting for premium. I want you to explore a wide variety of fabrics with different textures and different weights, right? Now think about velvet. When you think of velvet, when you feel velvet, the first thing you think about, guys, is luxury, right? It kind of gives that va-va-boom to almost any design. Now these are the things you want to think about when you're trying to take your designs to the next level, right? And not to mention when you're trying to really increase the price point of how much you actually can make with your designs. You also want to think about the sequin panels, guys. This actually adds a touch of glam and modern glam at that to whatever it is you're doing. Who do you know that really love the luxe or the big bold kind of designs do not love sequin? Sequin is going to be the thing that kind of just pops and instantly draw attention to what it is that you're doing. Not to mention, guys, sequin panels are a premium flavor. And if you're really trying to level up, these are the panels and some of the textures that you should be adding to your inventory because they are the ones that people request almost all the time. So if you truly want your designs to stand out from what everybody else is doing, guys, your designs have to scream a lot louder, right? Think of it as if this is your marketing component. So if you're walking down the aisle and you're shopping, right? Let's just say you're looking for some cereal and the cereal that's in the aisle, it's a complete total aisle that's all only dedicated to cereal. But you have your preference, right? So whatever your preference is, you're going to be inclined to go to that cereal. So you kind of want to think of your backdrops the same way. Even though people think the market is saturated, it really isn't. However, with the influx of new designers, guys, you got to work a little harder to make your stuff stand out. So definitely think of it as you're on the block. People are shopping the block for backdrops. How are yours going to stand out from what everyone else is doing? And look around to your competitors, right? See what they're doing. I guarantee you most of them are using a lot of the maintenance fee fabrics, such as the spandex and the stretch. And the reason being, because they don't know how to drape. I hate to say it, but these are maintenance-free fabrics. They're super easy to use, and it doesn't take a lot of skill to maneuver these different textures, right? Not saying that anything is wrong with it, but if you want to stand out and you want to attract premium clients, you got to definitely put some premium blends in your design because premium attracts premium. All right, next up, guys, we have embrace the pleat. Guys, the pleats are not your enemy. I know a lot of people struggle with pleating techniques, but this is a skill that you actually can learn. And pleating techniques is something that can take your draping from basic to breathtaking. I want you guys to focus on learning the different pleat styles, right? Because guess what? It is different styles. You have the pinch pleats, you have the open pleats, you have the ever so elegant fan pleat, and that's the one that a lot of people do because it's easy to kind of achieve, right? But guys, the pleats are an attention grabber. I'm trying to tell you, anytime, that's like the first thing people talk about when they're in class. That's the first thing people talk about when they are, you know, displaying their work. When I see my students' work, that's the first thing I look at. The pleats must be pleating, right? That's the thing that kind of, again, sets you apart. Now, and if you're able to achieve those crisp pleats that's polished and they really defined, that is a big indicator that you are a professional designer. You have either mastered your craft or you've been trained or you just kept practicing and practicing and practicing till you got it right, right? It's a big difference. And this is what I really, really, really want you guys to understand and pay attention to. It's a major difference between pleats that are crisp and pleats that are sloppy. It will definitely show. And especially with someone that has a trained eye, you can have the most elegant design, right? Because to the average person, it could look that way. But to someone that's been professionally trained, they can instantly see oh, they don't really know what they're doing, or they kind of put that together, or they got by, right? And I don't want you guys out there on Front Street that way, because people do know, especially with, like I said, the influx of new designers, the influx of new instructors. It's just a whole new wave. And I don't want you to think that, like I said, it's saturated, because it's not, but we have this submerging thing that's, it's like a movement, right? So you guys got to get on. I'm trying to tell you, this is the time to really tap into the draping industry. Number three, guys, we're going to talk about lighting up your life. And when I talk about your life, I'm talking about your backdrop, because lighting is your secret weapon. Strategically placing lights on your design can really highlight a lot of the features that you want people to focus in on, right? It can really showcase different fabric textures and really show the different, the beauty behind the entire texture. We here at the Posh Academy use a lot of crushed fabric. And the reason being is because it creates that, it just gives that premium flair to almost any design. And the lighting itself is the things that's going to actually showcase that, right? So if you are having, let's just say, two deep scallop swags on your backdrop, the actual scallop swag is the part that you're going to want to highlight with uplighting if you can. It's just going to bring all of that focus and take it right to that area where you want people to pay attention to, for one. And then you also want to showcase your craft, because realistically, that is the focal point of the backdrop. You may have some crystal curtains, right? Whatever the embellishment is that you kind of want to showcase, that is exactly where you're uplights will be. Sometimes people just use uplights to change the color of the design, which works perfectly, especially if you're a newbie, guys. If you're a newbie, you're just getting in, you probably only have white fabric, you probably only have ivory. Nothing's wrong with that. Invest you in some lights, because you can instantly turn the white fabric to blue. You can instantly turn it to red. You can instantly use things like that until you're able later to really kind of like grow your inventory. But trust me, it definitely works. And that takes us to number four, guys. And that is where we're talking about three-dimensional draping, because there is such a thing, in case you didn't know. Draping isn't just about flat surfaces, guys. And even though I'm quite sure you probably see it a lot, that can actually kill the design, right? You could take the same exact design and one, create depth, and the other one have it flat. Which one do you think is going to stand out? We're talking about same design, same color, same swag pattern, same everything. However, the depth itself is the thing that's going to make it really set it apart from the other design. You want to really explore ways to create 3D elements with fabric. It's definitely one of those hidden gems that make your backdrop just look like it go from, oh, that's cute, to whoa. And I don't know about you guys, but when someone look at my work, I want the whoa, what is that, right? And you can easily achieve that with 3D draping. It's so much more interesting a flat design. Now, I'm not saying flat designs are, don't do it, because again, to some degree, that may be all that you know. But definitely, I want you guys to kind of take these things into consideration, because you definitely want your designs to stand out from what everyone else is doing, especially with the influx of new designers, because everyone is pretty much copycatting, you know, off of what they, you know, from what they see. Unless you're ready to take your designs to the next level with maybe a masterclass or some kind of investment like that, then you'll kind of fall under that same conundrum. So the main thing is look at these different elements, practice, right? If you don't know exactly how to do it, practice. Create depth with your backdrops by just doing multiple levels, right? Do instead of a double layer where you're doing an up and over routine, do something like the hangers, where the hangers will set your design out 3 inches, or it'll set it out 6 inches, or it'll set it out 9 inches. These are things that really kind of, you know, just make it look, I don't know, like out of this world, because a lot of people isn't doing it right. Now, with a dash of creativity, guys, these tips can really take your draping to the next level. So I definitely want you to put them in your toolkit. Even if it's something you feel like you can't really finagle it right now, keep it in your toolkit, because when the time comes, it's going to be like a light bulb or an aha moment. You'll be like, that's what Precious said in that video. And then you'll be able to create it, and you'll see the difference that it will make. You'll be transforming a basic backdrop into something breathtaking, right? And it'll happen just like that. I want you to remember to just push boundaries. You're in a creative world, a dynamic world, and there's really no wrong way to do it. There are a lot of ways that I refer and I advise. However, there is no wrong way, guys. Your creativity, your vision. You can pretty much do what you want. So just remember to have fun because it is your design. Now, if you found this video to be helpful, guys, show your girl some love and drop a like and subscribe to the best draping podcast on the internet. Now, you know, I love to keep the conversation going. So let me know in the comments, how long have you been draping? But guys, don't forget to tell me your name and your city. I love knowing where you guys are from. Not to mention, it helps me determine my tour locations. So if you're looking to join an exclusive community of others who are new and existing in the draping world, then guess what? Join us on Facebook and access my free vendor list. This will help you get started and help you get further a lot faster. And this is actually inside my group, right? All you got to do is click the link below in the description to gain access. Now, once you're inside the group, all you got to do is go over to the guide section and you'll have access immediately. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and check back next week, same time, same place, because I'm sharing with you how to go from a wrinkled mess to a draping diva. And if you struggle with fabric, this one specifically is for you. As always, guys, keep raising that bar. I'm Precious Stevens of the Posh Academy signing off.